US politicians are at work in a rare Sunday session as Democrats and Republicans try to break a budget deadlock that has shut down the federal government. President Donald Trump says Republicans should use the so-called nuclear option and change Senate rules to force the spending bill through without Democrat support. While the negotiations remain deadlocked, hundreds of thousands of federal workers are on forced leave or working without pay. North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
As Republicans and Democrats blame each other for the shutdown, the president has tried to cut straight to the chase, tweeting that Senate rules should be changed to allow the spending bill to pass with a simple majority of 51. Currently, 60 votes are required, which is why Democrats have been able to stall it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has responded swiftly, saying that Republicans oppose such a broad change, and so, obviously, to Democrats. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
Well, I can tell you that would be the end of the Senate as it was originally devised and created going back to our founding fathers. We have to acknowledge a respect for the minority, and that is what the Senate tries to do in its composition and in its procedure.
With some tourist attractions closed and some federal departments operating with around 90% of staff on forced leave, the House and Senate have reconvened on a Sunday, trying to come to a deal before 9 a.m. Monday morning when the working week begins. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday.
I really do believe that at heart here there was an interest by some folks in the Democrat Party to deny the president sort of the victory lap of the anniversary of his inauguration, the chance to talk about the success with the tax bill, success with the economy and jobs. And I think if they get over that, there's a chance this thing gets done before 9 o'clock on Monday morning when folks have come to work.
And if not?
If that doesn't happen, it could go several days because I think there's other Democrats who want to see the president give the State of the Union during a shutdown.
The State of the Union isn't due to be delivered until January the 30th. Democrats are still refusing to pass the bill until Republicans agree to immigration reform, protecting young, undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers from deportation. The president has tweeted that the Democrats just want illegal immigrants to pour into the nation unchecked. His campaign has also released an attack ad on the subject.
President Trump is right. Build the wall. Deport criminals. Stop illegal immigration now. Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants.
Republicans say immigration reform won't be considered until the government is back up and running. Meeting troops in the Middle East who are currently working for no pay, Vice President Mike Pence.
We're going to demand that they reopen the government. In fact, we're not going to reopen negotiations on illegal immigration until they reopen the government and give you, our soldiers, and your families the benefits and wages you've earned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed that there will be a new Senate vote at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, or sooner if the Democrats lift their filibuster. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel for AM.
And coming up on RN Breakfast after 7:30, as Donald Trump marks a year in office, Fran Kelly speaks with renowned US whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, whose leak of the Pentagon Papers was the beginning of the end of the Nixon administration. He now has more revelations about America's nuclear secrets.